Number one in the mornings, number one for rock. Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107. And right now we're going to start playing some music backwards. All the way till midnight, I'm going to jump in between the music and play some of your favorite rock and roll backwards, and you can see if you hear messages in the music. Going to start off with a little history lesson. Backward masking first came to light surrounding the Beatles and the Paul is Dead controversy. Beatles conspiracy theorists still think Paul McCartney died November 8, 1966, after a car accident. They say he stormed out of the recording studio after an argument, got in his car, sped away, crashed, and died. They quickly replaced him, the theorists say, with the winner of a Paul McCartney look-alike contest, who they say had plastic surgery to help him resemble Paul McCartney even more. And some of the things they say convince them that Paul McCartney is dead are some backward messages in Beatles lyrics. We'll start off from the White Album, a tune called I'm So Tired. Let's listen to the clip in question in the forward direction. All right, you hear that in the forward direction? Obviously something there recorded backwards, or at least it sounds like it. So let's listen to it in the backward direction. I won't tell you what you're supposed to hear, but we'll listen to it, see if you can figure it out. Did you catch that? What you're supposed to hear is Paul is a dead man, miss him, miss him. Listen again. One more time, listen real close. All right, there you have it, another track off the White Album. Revolution number 9. Here it is in the forward direction.
Number 9, number 9, number 9, number 9.
And here's what you hear when you play that clip in reverse. You hear what they're saying over and over? Some say it says, turn me on, dead man. Listen again. All kinds of backward messages to play for you. Led Zeppelin, also a Metallica. Rockin' Canton and Akron, the number one rock station, Rock 107, Red Hot Chili Peppers. When I was a kid, I was pretty interested in the backward masking thing. Took the Led Zeppelin album, spun it backwards on my turntable. That is absolutely the most amazing example of a backward message in a song. And we'll play that. The very last clip we'll play right before midnight to wrap things up. And then a while back, I was watching a movie, Little Nicky, with Adam Sandler. And that movie got me interested in backward masking once again. Here's the clip from that movie.
Hey, by the way, Nicky, check this out. What's Ozzy trying to say there?
John, absolutely nothing. The Blizzard always came straight with his messages. But wrap your minds around this, gentlemen.
Oh, no.
Chicago.
This song. I command you in the name of Lucifer to spread the blood of the innocent.
Oh my God, Chicago kicks ass.
That was awesome.
Well, Chicago really doesn't kick ass, but that got me interested in backward masking, started looking around, and I was amazed at all the messages I found, even in current music, like Def Leppard, the song Rocket. When you listen to the song in the forward direction, you hear this. Pretty interesting. Now, when you play it backwards, you got to listen pretty close on this one. But when you play it backwards, you'll hear this. Did you hear it? It's actually a chorus from another song on that same Hysteria album, a song called Gods of War. Listen again. Another backward message, that time from Def Leppard. We'll play more of your favorite rock and roll backwards. Some Pink Floyd coming up a little ways down the road. Also, one of the more popular backward masking clips from Queen. And we'll hear that Def Leppard tune Rocket right after this on Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107.
Sunday night.
Number one in the mornings, number one for rock. Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107, latest thing from Breaking Benjamin. Well, we are playing your favorite rock and roll backwards tonight, doing an in-depth look into the seedy underbelly of popular music and the backward masking messages some people say are there. One of the more popular songs when it comes to backward masking is Queen, Another One Bites the Dust. Listen to this clip in the forward direction.
One bites the dust, another one bites the dust, ow! Another one bites the dust.
Pretty simple. Now, when you play it backwards, how could it possibly say something totally different? Listen close, see if you can make it out. Did you hear it? Many people think it says it's fun to smoke marijuana. Try it again. There you go, more backward masking examples all the way until midnight.
I just wanna be loved.
Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107, Papa Roach, brand new stuff from the Paramore Sessions, that tune called To Be Loved. Well, tonight we are playing your favorite rock and roll backwards, taking an in-depth look at backward masking. People out there think that when you play music backwards, you are hearing subliminal messages. And tonight we're going to play you two different types of backward messages. The first type are the ones that are put there on purpose. When you play it forwards, you hear nothing but gibberish and you know it's something in reverse. It was obviously put there on purpose. You play it backwards and you hear the message. The second type, well, not so intentional. When you sing a line forwards or when you speak and you play it backwards, you hear a totally different series of sounds. And some people, those sounds, say those sounds control phrases that are subliminal messages into your mind. Right now, two messages that were put there on purpose. This is one that continues to ruffle the feathers of the religious groups. It goes back to 1975 in a band called ELO, Electric Light Orchestra, from the record Face the Music. Here it is in the forward direction, a song called Fire on High. All right, obviously something recorded in reverse, placed at the beginning of that song. And when you play it in reverse, that's exactly what it is. This is a pretty easy one. Check it out. Here it is in the reverse direction.
The music is reversible, but time. Turn back. Turn back. Turn back.
The music is reversible, but time is not. Turn back. Right now, we'll turn to Pink Floyd. Another one of the more famous backward messages comes from the Wall CD. As you go through the track Empty Spaces, you hear this. This one's kind of hard to hear. You have to listen real close, but obviously some kind of a voice played backwards. And when you play it backwards, see if you can make this out. Here it is, Empty Spaces in reverse. Did you catch that? Here's what it says. It says, congratulations, you have found the secret message. Please send your answer to Old Pink, care of the Funny Farm, Shazbot. Listen again. We've got more messages to play all the way until midnight, and man, they get creepier and creepier as we go along. We'll hear Metallica backwards, also some Cradle of Filth, some Cheap Trick, the classic Led Zeppelin Stairway to Heaven backwards, and right now, since we just heard that Pink Floyd, let's listen to the song in its entirety, Empty Spaces and Young Lust. It's Pink Floyd on Canton's Rock Station, Rock 107.